Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Felicia Dujon, lecturer in philosophy, Department of History and Philosophy, the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.
On this day, March 17, 1662, the Barbadian authorities began the persecution of Quakers in Bridgetown when several of their members were arrested. Founded by George Fawkes in England and introduced into Barbados by Anne Austen and Mary Fisher on their 1655 visit to the island, the Society of Friends Quaker began to take root in the country. Barbados had a fairly sizable Quaker population. They were known for their religious literature and zeal. On January 10, 1661, some 8 months after his restoration to the throne, King Charles II issued a proclamation to Whitehall prohibiting unlawful and seditious meetings and conventicles under the pretense of religious worship. This proclamation was published in Bridgetown in the middle of March 1662. According to Warren Aline, when on March 17, 1662, a group of Quakers assembled as usual at the dwelling house of Walker Shepherd on Mile Hole, Bridgetown, they were arrested for contempt. They were brought on the following day before two justices of peace, where they refused to take the oath of allegiance as required by the royal proclamation. As a result, according to Warren Aline, they were committed to custody of Provost Marshall to await trial. A week later, in one of the northern parishes, another group of 8 Quakers were arrested and charged and also committed to custody. Warren Aline argues that these arrests marked the beginning of Quaker persecution in Barbados. He tells us that in the decades ahead, many were to suffer crushing fines, confiscation, and imprisonment for conscience sake, as well as for the heinous offense of giving religious instructions to slaves. Today, 350 years later, after their persecution, several Quaker burial sites, including one at Church Village, St. Philip, provide a lasting memorial to those men and women who saw nothing wrong in giving religious instruction to enslaved people.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.